Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Texas flooding.
Water is so powerful and so fast.
Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife indicted.
Said that these allegations are false.
Former Trump advisor Hope Hicks testifies in criminal trial.
Hicks broke down on the stand while being questioned by Trump's lawyer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Evacuations in Texas due to flooding. 88 counties there are under disaster declarations due to heavy rains and flash flooding statewide, the worst happening in Houston. The latest from reporter Chris Fox.
Dozens of water rescues so far in Houston, including 27 kids when their school bus got stuck in high water. More than 9 inches of rain over the past 24 hours. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo issuing the evacuation order for those around the San Jacinto River.
It's a catastrophic event, and we all need to take the urgent and necessary steps to respond accordingly.
Hidalgo adding the threat is ongoing and will get worse.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Texas, and his wife are facing charges including conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. CBS's Scott McFarland says prosecutors allege an elaborate scheme.
Among the allegations here is that Congressman Cuellar's wife set up this shell company in which she signed on as a consultant to various businesses tied to the Azerbaijan government or the bank, and didn't really do any work. And the payments were, in fact, payments in exchange for acts undertaken by the congressman.
Congressman Cuellar and his wife have entered not guilty pleas. A trial date has been set for July 8th. Former aide Hope Hicks takes the stand at former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial. He's accused of falsifying business records related to reimbursements to his then-lawyer Michael Cohen to squash potentially damaging stories ahead of the 2016 election. More on Hope Hicks' testimony from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Hicks testified Trump told her his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid porn star Stormy Daniels to protect him from a false allegation, saying he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Hicks told the jury, "I would say that would be out of character for Michael. I don't know Michael to be an especially charitable person."
As campus protests continue, New York police today have arrested over 50 people at New York University and the New School. In Washington, D.C., CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
At the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., these students say they will stay until they are forced to move out.
Are you concerned for your safety if police are called in?
It's terrifying to see what's happening in a country that claims to value free speech.
Administrators say they are trying to ensure the safety of their campuses, especially as graduation ceremonies are set to begin.
Stock surge as hiring shows welcome signs of cooling. The Dow surged 450 points. NASDAQ jumped 315. Now this.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience.
Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
At the White House, President Biden has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 recipients. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Among those receiving the award, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy is a brilliant, practical, principled, and determined leader.
A space pioneer.
Dr. Jane Rigby. She's a groundbreaking astrophysicist.
An activist who pushed to make Juneteenth a national holiday.
Sopal Lee made it her mission to make history, not erase it.
And Oscar-winning actress Michelle Yeoh.
As the first Asian actor to win an Oscar as Best Actress, she bridges cultures not only to entertain, but also inspire and open hearts.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
3 bodies are reportedly found in Mexico, where 1 American and 2 Australian tourists have been reported missing. Sources close to the investigation say the bodies were discovered in the state of Baja California. The tourists were last seen in Ensenada last Saturday. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Crews have started dismantling a bridge over I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, damaged after a fiery crash yesterday. CBS New York's Tony Aiello reports the interstate is shut down with a goal to open it by Monday.
I-95 remains closed in both directions. Drivers spending hours in traffic as they detour around the scene.
Well, normally it would take me probably between 25 to 30 minutes, and now it takes me probably 1.5 to 2 hours.
Authorities are urging everyone to take mass transit and work from home if possible.
Boeing is expected to send its first crewed mission to the International Space Station on Monday. The Starliner has had some problems. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Additional problems were uncovered in the process. But as Butch Wilmore, the commander, has told us repeatedly, that's the past. They believe they've addressed all of those problems. They think the spacecraft is safe and ready to fly. And they said we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe that. So, you know, fingers crossed, but hopefully we'll have a good flight.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
WSB Sabrina Cupid has the latest on a government report on the number of pedestrians who end up in the ER.
Since 2021, traffic-related pedestrian injuries sent approximately 301 million people to the emergency room, according to a CDC study. Lead author Von Berry.
The visits for traffic-related pedestrian injuries were more common among persons of racial and ethnic minority groups compared to non-Hispanic white persons.
She also says they're more common among people 15 to 24 years old, and more males than female pedestrians end up in the emergency room with injuries. Traffic-related pedestrian deaths in the United States reached a 40-year high in 2021. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
The U.S. government has loosened some rules governing electric vehicle tax credits, potentially making more EVs eligible for credits of up to $7,500. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hey, I'm Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, which is undergirded by one animating insight, which is that happiness is not an unalterable factory setting. It's a skill that you can train. I used to be a fidgety, skeptical anchorman, but after having a panic attack live on national television, I decided to change things up. I'm now on a quest to help myself and everybody else do life better. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.